Well, good morning. You know, the last few weeks, the pastor's been talking about prepositions. Do you know what a preposition is? Yeah? Over, under. Yeah, well, it's one of the parts of speech, right? There are all kinds of parts of speech. They'll teach you in school all the parts of speech. They'll even tell you where not to put a preposition at. And and there are other there are other parts of speech, you like nouns, and there are good nouns and bad nouns. And you know, when I was little, I found something out. If you use bad nouns, you can get your mouth washed out with soap. So I still try to use only good nouns. But then there are verbs, and verbs are fun because they're action, right? Like walk is a verb, but it's more fun to run. And throw is a verb. Oh, we like to throw rocks out of things. But the greatest verb is to love. And the second greatest verb is to help. Now, I told you that to tell you this. There's a story of two men in southern China in the Himalayas, and they were traveling, and they were going from one inn to the other inn in the mountains. And the inn was like a little hotel where you could stay. And as they were walking along, now we don't know their names, we're going to call them Kim and Sook, because in China, they don't have names like Bobby and George and Bill or Jennifer. But Kim and Sook were walking, and as they were walking along, they got caught in a snowstorm. And it was blowing, and it was cold, and they were walking, trying to get through, because they needed to get to this inn, or they're going to freeze to death. And they saw something as they went along, and what do you think they saw on the side of the road? What's that? Well, they saw a person. And he was down on the side of the road. He had fallen. And they helped him get back up. And he was so cold, he couldn't go on. And Sook says, "We got to help him." And Kim says, "We got to go, or we're going to die out here in the snow." And Sook says, "But we got to help him. We can't leave him." And Kim says, "You can't, but I can." And he walked away. And Sook was, he helped us, he found out the man's name is Chang, and he helped him off to the side, and they got in a little bit of a sheltered area, and he took his blanket, and he set it up there, and he got a small fire going, and he made them some hot tea where they could drink that, and they could try to warm him up. And finally, by the time Chang got to where he could move around again, most of the storm had blown over, so now they were trying to get to the inn before it got too dark. And just before they got to the inn, guess what they found? What's that? Yeah, they found Kim in the trail. He had frozen to death. You see, when you help someone else, when Sook found out, when he helped Chang, he saved his own life. By helping Chang, he saved Chang's life. You help three people, though, when you help someone else. You help that person. You help yourself. And what did Jesus say? What you've done to someone else, you've done for me. So you have helped Jesus. There are three people which you have helped when you have done something. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you that we can help. That we can help three people in each time that we help. And we pray, Lord, that you would guide us and show us your ways to help those around us. Praise your holy name. Amen.